This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Roots. The Roots on fire. Welcome to Joe Pack Show. I'm guest hosting today, just today, so it's 2 hours of Wayne Root. It's The Root is on fire back to back. 7 o'clock East Coast, 4 o'clock West, and 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West, back to back here on Newsmax TV, and I'm proud and honored to be doing so. I love Joe Pack's friend of mine, and he'll be back on Monday. In any case, this show is now Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, at least for today, on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV in the hours back-to-back. You can hear me 3 hours a day on the radio. My show's called Raw and Unfiltered because it's the only show I know of in America where a guy shoots from the hip. No script, no teleprompter, no notes, no nothing. It's just me talking to the camera, telling you what I think about the biggest news stories in America, an hour a day, an hour a night, and now it's 2 hours tonight. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, always Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist. I come to you from the world-famous war room because I am the man called war, Wayne Allen Root. Deep inside, Wayne Matter and the country I call Trump land. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. And you got war today, right here. Subbing for one day for Joe Pags, and then another hour after that on the Wayne Allen Root Show. We'll try and take calls throughout both shows. We'll try and take calls on this show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. We'll take calls the second half of the show and throughout the hour on the Wayne Allen Root Show at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, when we're not talking to our guests. We've got one of the most famous host in the history of radio, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, will be my guest in the Wayne Root Hour at 8 o'clock Eastern. All right, so some of the biggest news stories in America today, obviously, there are many things I want to start with, but I got to start with the terror attack, possibly the terror attack. We don't know it's a terror attack, but when I came on the air on radio, and I haven't had 1 second to look, a lot of people were starting to believe it was a terror attack at our Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, where our very brave heroes, boys and girls in the United States Navy, learn how to fly fighter jets. And a Saudi Arabian military pilot trainee, it appears, is responsible for that shooting, which leads everyone to believe, perhaps, horribly, sadly, tragically, terror attack. Obviously, who was responsible for 9/11? Almost every one of those terrorists were Saudi raised and born. And so this was a Saudi naval trainee. Here's some of the headlines. Naval Air Station Pensacola shooter was Saudi aviation student. Investigators eye potential terror link. First photo of Saudi pilot trainee Mohammed Al-Shamri, who went on a shooting rampage at Pensacola Air Station, killing 3, and I believe at the point I went on the air, 10 injured, many critically. So, very sad day again, flags at half-mast for our military just yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? They all start to blend when you're on the air 3 hours a day every day. But it was either yesterday or the day before we had the tragedy in Pearl Harbor at Hickman Field. Pearl Harbor's Navy dry dock. Navy and Navy. I don't know what the coincidence is here, but 2 incidents at Navy bases around the United States, across the world from each other, in Hawaii and Pensacola, Florida, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and Pensacola. But the one in Pensacola does appear to be some sort of a terror attack. And again, I urge you, stay vigilant, build the wall, extreme vetting, extreme vetting, extreme vetting. You know, I'm not a racist. You're not a racist. I don't want to ban anyone from this country. I've never said in my life, if you're Muslim, you can't come into this country. Never said it in my life. But there's nothing wrong with saying if somebody comes from a country where lots of terrorism comes from, where they breed terrorism, and that happens to be a Middle Eastern Muslim country, we're going to look you over 50 times as hard. Extreme vetting. If you're suspected of coming from a terrorist country, you have to be looked at much more harshly. We have to look at your Facebook posts, your Twitter posts, everything you say in your life, whether there are signs that you hate Christians, hate Jews, hate America, hate the Constitution, hate Judeo-Christian values, hate the military, hate Western civilization, hate patriotism again and again and again. Check the box. See who you're letting into your country. You have every right to be careful who you let into your country. Very, very careful. I check everyone harshly. I'm Jewish. I check someone coming from Israel harshly. But I would check coming from the Middle East, from a Muslim country like Saudi Arabia, 50 times more harshly. Extreme vetting from countries that breed terrorism. That is not racism. That is common sense. Just like if it was racism, how do you explain stop and frisk worked in New York City so well? I know Bloomberg is now disavowing it. But Bloomberg's the one who put it in. Well, Giuliani probably put it in, and Bloomberg, it grew under Bloomberg, it blossomed under Bloomberg, would be my guess. But maybe Bloomberg put it in. But now that he wants the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, he's going backwards. He no longer believes in stop and frisk. Guess what? Stop and frisk worked. You know why? It's not racist. Nobody said go to a black neighborhood because we don't like black people. They said go to neighborhoods with the highest crime. If they happen to be black, minority, people of color neighborhoods, who cares? You're protecting the people of color in those neighborhoods. Above all else, when you take a guy off the streets who happens to be black or happens to be Hispanic, and you take a gun away from him and he's a criminal with a long record, guess what you've just done? You've protected thousands of good, hardworking, tax-paying black people or Hispanic people. That's what I always say about police. They're heroes. Police don't walk into black neighborhoods and pull over black people because they're racist. They try to protect the people in a high-crime neighborhood from criminals. Simple as that. I'm all for stop and frisk. I'm a libertarian. I ran as the libertarian vice presidential nominee. And yet, when it comes to an issue like this, I'm not libertarian on this one issue. And sure not on open borders either. We need strong borders. We need high walls in this country. Don't let bad people in this country to kill Americans or to mooch off the American system. We need a wall. But more importantly, we need stop and frisk because it drove crime rates down to the lowest ever in a big crime-infested city, New York City. It became the safest city in America because of stop and frisk. That's why we need extreme vetting and we need stop and frisk. You let someone in this country, I got a right to check everywhere. Everywhere on your body, I'm checking you. Everywhere in your history, social history, we're checking you. We're going back and we're looking at all the records from the country you come from. We have a right to speak to their security forces and find out if you belong, if you are trustworthy to leave you alone in the United States of America. All right, other breaking news. The White House puts Jerry Nadler on notice and announces it will not participate in the sham impeachment hearing. As well, they should not. I wouldn't. No reason to participate. Other big news stories today. Fur coats, resort vacations, and a Porsche. A Democrat lawmaker, Movita Johnson Harrell, in Pennsylvania, resigns after allegedly taking $500,000 from her charity. $500,000 from a nonprofit set up to help the neediest people in one of the poorest areas in all of America, West Philadelphia. She was supposed to use that money to care for and house those struggling with poverty, mental illness, and addiction. And she stole the money, allegedly, over $500,000 from the charity's bank accounts to pay off a Porsche, multiple fur coats, pricey vacations in Mexico, not to mention funding her two campaigns for a state Senate seat in her Philadelphia district. How disgusting. She's 53 years old, and she is the 60th public official of Pennsylvania to be arrested by the Attorney General Josh Shapiro. A good job. I don't know if Josh is a Republican or Democrat. Matter of fact, while I'm talking, I want Chris O'Sullivan, my board op, to look it up for me. Look up Josh Shapiro, Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Republican or Democrat. Whatever he is, if he's a Democrat, he's still my hero. He's going after all the corrupt officials who are undoubtedly all Democrats in Pennsylvania. So great job, Josh Shapiro, no matter what party you're from. We appreciate it. And and he's a Democrat. All right, he's a Democrat. That's fine. I'm going to praise a Democrat for the first time in my whole life on national TV. Good job, Josh Shapiro. Now, this story ties in with my next opinion. Because I'm an opinion guy. I'm not a story guy. I'm not an anchor man. What I am, above all else, an opinion guy. I give you my opinion, whether you like it or hate it. I'm the Donald Trump of TV and radio. I tell you what I think, I shoot for the hip. Rush Limbaugh said today on his show, the impeachment of Donald Trump is not because he's broken the law. It's because they hate him, and it's because they hate you. Now, I'm a huge fan of Rush Limbaugh, and I think he's brilliant, and I think he's wonderful. And I got into this business aiming to be the new Rush Limbaugh. He is my hero. He has set the bar. He's the guy I aim for. But Rush, I disagree with you on this one, slightly. You're right. They're not impeaching Trump because he's broken the law. Agreed. They are impeaching Trump because they hate him. True. And it's because they hate you, the American people. True. So Rush is right, but he's missing an important link. It's not just that they hate Trump. It's that they're scared of Trump because they're all criminals. In my opinion, you find me any politician in this country. If you studied all 435 congressmen and every United States senator, 100, that's 535, every governor, every lieutenant governor, I'm telling you, you would find dirt on every one of them. 99% of them are corrupt, involved in dirty deals. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, the dirt of the Democratic Party in Ukraine, in the United States, all over this country. And that's what they're afraid of. It's not Rush Limbaugh that they just hate Trump. You're right, it's not because he committed a crime and broke the law, but it's not just because they hate him. They tell their people to hate him. Democrats hate him. Democrats hear he's a racist. He must be, he's a sexist. He's a homophobe. He's an Islamophobe. No, they're telling them that, their voters that, because the real reason they can't tell you, they're scared that he's going to find out they're criminals and send them all to prison. The entire Democrat Party is a criminal organized crime organization.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack.
63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a nice little note. I read my notes, my emails, and my texts that I get during the ad breaks, and Thomas from Connecticut, or maybe it's pronounced Tomas, I don't know, Tomas or Thomas V, who emails me all the time, says, thank you for everything you do, and don't be afraid. Stating statistics or facts is not racist. God bless you, Thomas or Tomas. Thank you, Tomas, Thomas. Whichever one is the pronunciation, I know from reading his letters, he's from another country. He's an immigrant to the United States. I think it's probably from Europe. I think it was Eastern Europe, if I remember correctly. So it's probably Tomas. So I've got a commentary to read you, and then we're going to take calls the entire second half of this hour, and we'll intersperse them in the other show as well. The Trump economic miracle. But I assume we have different audiences during the Joe Pack Show versus the Wayne Root Show. So I want to introduce you to my commentaries. I'm going to do it again in hour number three. But the Trump economic miracle is the best revenge, is my newspaper column that comes out Sunday in newspapers all over this country. It starts, my home base is the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm the national politics opinion columnist. And then it gets syndicated all over the United States by Creators Syndicate. I'm a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. The Trump economic miracle is the best revenge. And this is all because I got a letter to the editor today calling me a liar that the Trump economy sucks and that it's worse than Obama's and Jimmy Carter's. Liberals are so dumb, so delusional, so evil, or just plain dumb. I don't know. So I got a kick out of a letter to the editor in the Las Vegas Review-Journal about my last column. It was from another angry, bitter liberal, is there any other kind, complaining that I'm a liar. They claim Trump's economy is not so great, and they claim it's actually worse than either the Obama or the Jimmy Carter economy. I should stop writing about liberals being unstable and unbalanced and delusional and hateful. It's much better to just let them talk. The more liberals say, the better Trump looks to voters.
Ironically, on the very same day that this angry, Trump-hating, root-hating letter to the editor appeared, America received some of the best economic news in years. And I read this to you because you've got to hear this. The November jobs report came out today. Set aside the fact that Trump has produced one of the greatest stock markets in history, GDP is far above Obama or Carter, who both produced disastrous economies that nearly wiped out the middle class. Set aside 3.5% unemployment, the lowest in 50 years, the highest number of Americans working in history. Set aside black and Latino unemployment, the lowest in history. The latest jobs report is better news than all of that. 266,000 new jobs were created in November. That's 79,000 jobs more than economists expected in a month, in one single month. Amazing. The number of jobs is also revised upwards by 41,000 for the two preceding months. September and October went up by 41,000. Manufacturing jobs soared by 54,000 in November, the biggest monthly gain in over two decades. It's 1998. Can any of you even remember 1998? I can't. Who was president? I guess Bill Clinton, right? Yeah, Clinton. Wages were up 3.1%. That's the 16th month in a row. Wages are up 3% or higher under President Trump. Ask any worker if a bigger paycheck for 16 months in a row matters. I dare you. CNBC called it a blowout jobs report. They also reported, you can't contradict, these are the best numbers of our lives. CNN said a couple of generations of people have not seen this kind of unemployment rate continue to be this low. Fox Business reported, this is one of the best reports. What a way to end the decade on this report. It is outstanding. So I ask all my readers, who is the one lying? Who's the delusional one? I don't need to wait for an answer. Just look at the latest Rasmussen approval poll. It was already 49% for Trump before the latest impeachment hearing. That's when Democrats trotted out a bunch of angry, radical, Marxist, white male-hating, America-hating, capitalist-hating, Ivy League law school professors to testify in front of the nation. Smart move. This group makes Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren seem likable. The very next day, Trump's approval rating soared to 52%. No surprise, right? I'm surprised Democrats didn't trot out car salesmen and dentists to make their case. Friday, today, it was 51%. 51%. It's clear what voters think about Trump and the Trump economy. I'm honored, by the way, to report I received a personal invitation from Trump to visit the White House next week. I'll be sure to say congratulations and thank you. From all the Nevadans and all the Newsmax fans and all the USA Radio fans who have good jobs, higher wages, and far higher retirement accounts because of President Trump's policies. The Trump economic miracle is absolutely the best revenge. Coming out on Sunday. In the meantime, I got an ad coming up from my sponsor, Swiss America, the number one name in gold and silver for 35 years. A name you can trust. From a spokesman you all know, Pat Boone, get a free report and a free DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is calling today a dark day after a shooting at a naval base. He confirmed reports that the suspect in the killing of three people and wounding of seven others is a Saudi national who was at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola for training. The Republican governor also says,
when you have a foreign national involved, particularly in that part of the world, the investigation is obviously going to be different than if it were just somebody from a local community. And I think you'll see that as things go on.
The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November. It's the biggest jump since January, and unemployment rates returned to a 50-year low. Wages grew 3.1%, a bit better than last month, and the White House says they will not be participating in the House impeachment trial against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, as John Wick said, if you want peace, prepare for war. Well, war is here. I bring it with me every day. We go to war with communists, socialists, Marxists, globalists, progressives, anti-American open borders losers. We go to war with all of them. Let's take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I just want to mention one great example of liberal hypocrisy. Bill de Blasio is such a big social justice warrior. He banned travel a year ago, if you remember this, to the state of North Carolina by any state, by any city employee of New York City. You weren't allowed to travel on company business, you know, for the state of New York or the city of New York City, I should say. I believe Andrew Cuomo did it for the state of New York, too. Whether you're from the state of New York or the city, you couldn't travel to North Carolina on official business and get reimbursed. You're not allowed to go there anymore. They're banned because they wouldn't let transgenders use the women's bathroom. But now he's shipping New York City's homeless people to, drumroll please, North Carolina. So you're not allowed to travel to North Carolina, but he'll stick you on a bus and send you to North Carolina if you're a homeless person. And I thought he was such a big bleeding heart liberal and social justice warrior. Doesn't he like homeless people? What about the fleas and the disease and the diarrhea and the poop on the street and the pee on the street and the drug needles on the street and the TB and all the wonderful things brought to you by homeless people and the, and just the pollution and the dirt and the junk and the unsightliness that kills a business? You know, ask any businessman in America who's ever seen a homeless person in front of their store, in front of their building. It kills business, kills an appetite in front of a restaurant. You can't allow it. And yet, he's willing to ship them to another city to make it their headache and get them out of New York City. Doesn't that tell it all? Doesn't that say it all? Bill de Blasio, Andrew Cuomo, the two of them, social justice hypocrites, not warriors, hypocrites. I'm a warrior. Let's take some calls. Let's take J.D. in Las Vegas. J.D. in Vegas on line one. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to congratulate you first on being invited to the White House. I know you've been to Mar-a-Lago. But two other quick things. John F. Kennedy put a man on the moon. Obama put a man in the ladies' room. And and the letter writer today, I read that letter. I was incredulous. It just goes to show you there's an outfit out there called the Democratic Party trying to silence you, free speech. You talked about it yesterday with the government employees, the colleges, the professors. They want to silence our free speech because they cannot stop us and they cannot stop you. But congratulations. I don't know if you've ever been to the White House before.
Once before. For George W. Bush, I was actually invited to the White House, and so
okay,
this will be my second
visit. I would ask a favor. When you talk to the president, tell him we need him to come out to Nevada. We need him to help us elect some solid conservatives in our state to take our state.
No kidding. Thank you, J.D. Appreciate it. And by the way, something J.D. probably doesn't know. You know, I'm like Trump. I live rent-free in liberals' minds. You know, and so Trump lives rent-free in liberals' minds all over the United States, all over the world. I live rent-free in Nevada liberals' minds in particular, and all over the country on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. But my home base is Nevada. And so in Nevada, that's all liberals think about all day is Wayne Root. I'm the Donald Trump of Nevada. Even the Daily Beast, the national liberal website, called me the Donald Trump of Nevada. And so I live rent-free in their minds. The same day that there was a letter to the editor about me today in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, there was a letter to the editor about me in the Las Vegas Sun, a competing newspaper where I'm not even involved. It's a liberal newspaper, a liberal rag sheet. I'm not even on it or in it. And they wrote letters to the editor about me. I'm not even in the newspaper. And they wrote, if I remember correctly, something to the effect of, I'm searching Las Vegas at all the pot dispensaries to find whatever drug Wayne Root is on, because that guy's delusional and I got to find the same drug he's on. And they think that's a knock on me. It's not a knock. It's a knock on you. You're a loser, a liberal loser, and I'm living in your mind rent-free. I got you, man. I got the dog by the tail. And you're racing around like an idiot biting your own tail, writing about Wayne Root, and you should be improving your own life. but your life probably sucks, like most liberals, and so you're too busy worrying about me to worry about personal responsibility and solving your own problems. All right, let's take some more calls. Frank from Jersey on line one. Frank, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Very good. Hey, good to have you on.
Not for nothing. But Nancy Pelosi's third in line to become president. That alone is an embarrassment to everybody in this country. It's unbelievable. Every time she talks like she's high, like she's on some kind of drugs. It's unbelievable. Am I the only one that sees that?
No, I see it. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to move to a different topic because you're Frank from New Jersey, and I'm from New York, right. And I spent a lot of time in Atlantic City and Margate and Ventnor in the summers.
What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask you a question. Did you see the latest poll was out? 44% of everybody that lives in New Jersey wants to get out, and I think 38% of them say they're going to leave in the next 5 years. Are you one of those people that wants to get the hell out?
People in New Jersey are out of their minds. They just keep on voting for all these Democrats. And all they do is raise their property taxes, and they're just out of their minds. They're just out of their minds.
So are you one of those people, Frank? I'm just interested. Are you and people you know looking,
I'm not one of those people, buddy.
No?
Listen, I'm not one of those people. I'm not out
You're
of my
saying?
Mind. But these people are out of... You know what the problem is? School teachers... They're out of their minds. They back all these Democratic governors, and they control whatever goes on in Jersey, and that's a shame.
Well, but you understand the scam, don't you? In other words, I like school teachers. They're nice people, but they're all liberals. And by supporting Democrat candidates, they get them elected by giving them the money from the teachers' union. They give them $2 million.
The unions control.
Right.
The unions control every governor in New Jersey, Democratic governor of Jersey. The teachers' union controls.
Right, and then they're guaranteed they get a raise. So by voting for someone, isn't that called a bribery? You vote for someone, your union gives them money, and you are guaranteed the next day. You cheer for them, they win, you're going to get a raise the next day. It's criminal.
Alan, I'm from Newark.
Yeah.
The kids, they can't even spell their names.
I know.
It's a joke.
It is a joke.
They're looking for raises every year.
Because it is. Look, I love teachers.
Shame on New Jersey.
I don't want to say anything bad about teachers. I just want to say, as much as teachers try hard, and many of them are very nice people, they have very little effect on whether a kid succeeds or not. Kids succeed because they have a mother and a father at home that give a damn. And you show me a poor inner-city neighborhood where the kids have learned nothing and they're going nowhere and they drop out or they're involved in crime, they're pregnant, they're in drugs. Guess what? No dad in the house. That's what matters. It's not whether the teacher is good or not. It's whether there's a dad at home who instills discipline. Teacher's union doesn't affect whether a kid succeeds or not, and the teacher doesn't affect in a large way, maybe 10%. 90% is, do you have a daddy in the house? And black America doesn't have a daddy in the house, and that's what's wrong with America. Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt in Kansas, line three. Matt in Kansas. Can't get much further away between New Jersey and Kansas, okay? Kansas, the middle of America, the heartland. Matt from Heartland of America, how are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, let me say God bless you and thank the Lord you're here for us.
Thank you.
My question would be, is there any entrepreneur out there that could make a Facebook for Republican or conservative thinking people? I am a registered independent, but I voted for Trump. I'm going to vote for Trump in 2020.
Yeah.
But every time my son gets on Facebook and tries to post something, I got myself off Facebook a long time ago. But every time he gets on Facebook and tries to post something...
They stop him.
Shut down for 48 hours.
Yep. Either shut down for 48 hours, or in my case, they shut me down, I think, for 10 days, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Because I had the nerve to say that a lot of bad people are coming over the border, and we need to build a wall. They shut me down for 10 days. They called that hate speech. Folks, we need a new Facebook and a new Twitter. Any billionaires out there watching? If there's a billionaire watching, contact Wayne Root, wayneroot@gmail.com. I want to build, Matt. I want to build, Wayne Root, the next Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube empire for conservatives. But I need a billionaire to back me. I can't do it. I'm not worth that kind of money. So if you're a billionaire conservative, wayneroot@gmail.com. Contact me. I can do it. I'm the next Breitbart. If you give me the bucks to do it. So, there you go.
I'm just a carpenter,
my son and I own a small construction company. We build furniture for a living. And, man, I'm telling you, on my second point, which I forgot, I didn't get to tell the guy, how about term limits, Wayne?
Yes,
love them. For the Congress and the Senate.
But you do realize, Matt, you can't get them like Trump couldn't do with an executive order. It can only be done with a constitutional amendment. That's a hard thing to do. Congress set it up so the president can't do it? I don't even think Congress can do it. I'm almost certain there has to be a constitutional amendment, and then Congress has to ratify it. So it's very hard to get it done, but I'm with you. I'm someone, I've gotten laughs for 30 years at every political event. I say Congress should be limited to two terms, one term in office, one term in prison. I've said that for 30 years.
Yeah, yes. It's the only way we're going to drain the swamp.
That's it. But we got to get a constitutional amendment. That's a hard thing to do. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Really do. And you know what? When I listen to a guy like Matt, here's what I think about it. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. My dad was a butcher with a white apron and bloodstains on the front. And he was smarter than any Harvard lawyer I ever met. He was smarter than all those idiot Harvard law professors that were on the stage for the Democrats during the impeachment hearing. They were all book smart, egghead losers. Losers. So my dad was smart. That guy Matt from Kansas, he's smart. His son is smart. They own a small business. He's a carpenter. They're smarter than all the Harvard eggheads. All right, coming up next, a commercial for my sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams. I was out to dinner with him last night with one of my fans. If you have thinning hair and you're a guy anywhere in America, this is the guy to see and get a free vacation to Vegas. Dr. Joe Williams now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
And by the way, Larry Kudlow, who's the chief economic advisor, director of the White House National Economic Council, and someone I know, because I used to appear on Kudlow and Kramer all the time on CNBC. Larry Kudlow says a trade deal with China is so close, but Trump is prepared to walk away if some conditions are not met. Trump has been fighting for all of you, the farmers and the manufacturers and the distributors and the the joint venture people who get involved in all kinds of deals around the world and bring goods in and send goods out. He's fighting for you, and yes, it's painful at the moment, but if he wins this trade war, oh my gosh, it's all over. He's going to be considered the greatest president in the history of America. Hands down, all hands on deck, he will be the greatest president in the history of America if he puts this deal together. So we are this close to doing the deal, and you've got to be willing to walk away to get China to do it, because they're very smart, very cunning negotiators, very smart. Not easy. They remind me of all the people I grew up with. I grew up in New York. I dealt with Jews. I'm Jewish. I dealt with Italians. I dealt with Irish. I dealt with Asians. I dealt with people in business who were just so smart and savvy. Oh, and people from the Middle East. Come on. Have you ever been to one of those bazaars in the Middle East? You'll walk out of there with no money. They're good negotiators. Lots of smart people around the world know how to negotiate. The Chinese are very good at it. And they've studied the world's greatest negotiators. They're not, they're not stupid. They're smart. They say, we want to study the best of the world. They've studied Donald Trump, and they've studied American great negotiators for great American companies. You know, guys like Jack Welch of GE and Donald Trump, and they said, we could do it too. So you're negotiating with very smart people. So Trump understands that, and you got to be willing to walk away. Let's take some calls. Dane in California. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. Line one, Chris. Dane.
Hey, Wayne, listen.
There he goes. Yeah.
I heard your national radio show the other day, Wayne, and you had Jerome Carsey who was talking about the terror block. Now, I know you're going to see the president. I know President Trump loves you. I know he watches you on Newsmax. I know he takes your advice seriously. please, Wayne, when you see them, please tell them about this terror block wall. We need this wall. This sounds like an incredible idea. Built for under less than $1 billion, and they'll have it up by election. I think this is so crucial to get this information when you see them. And also, Wayne, when you come back, I know you have Root for the Wall, rootwall.com. I have 11,000 members from the United States Freedom Army.com. We want to help you with Root the Wall. If you come back and you say, I talked to President Trump, we want to get this wall built, he likes the idea, I'm going to get all 11,000 members to get out and support you in this wall. I am the Brigadier General of the third in charge of the United States Freedom Army.com. And like I said, this is made up of 50% veterans and other people who believe the Constitution. And that's what we're about. We want to get all 11,000 of our members to go to your website, rootwall.com, and support you financially.
I appreciate
every
it.
Way we can.
Thank you, Dane. Really appreciate it.
This has to be done.
Really appreciate it. And Dane's talking about the fact that I had a guest on, I think it was yesterday, Jerome Corsi, and he talked about a specific kind of wall being built by a specific company that says for $1 billion they could put a wall across the whole United States and get it up very quickly, and the wall is impenetrable. If that's true, then we're wasting time and money worrying about $25 million for the wall. So we'll see what we can do, Dane. We'll see what we can do. Thank you for the call. You're a great patriot, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Dane. Dane's a longtime listener to my radio show, calls in a lot. Appreciate that. Michael from Colorado on line two. Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Well, hello, Wayne. Belated thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I picked up on something the other day when that horrible Samantha or Pamela Collin was
expounding
whatever.
The Harvard professor said, testifying about impeachment. So everybody knows who Michael's talking about. Stanford University law professor.
And she said that when the Constitution was written, that this country was weak and feeble. Well, I'd like to remind this great intellect that we had just defeated the most powerful empire to gain our independence, and it seems to have escaped her some way.
Yeah.
And I would just like to reiterate that and have her go back and maybe read like two pages of history.
Well, Michael, let me build on what you just said. To found America, we beat the most, for its day, the most powerful empire ever, the British Empire. Then we beat the German Empire in World War II, which was going to be one of the most powerful empires ever. Then we won the Cold War and beat the Soviet Empire, which is one of the greatest empires ever. We're not weak, we're not feeble, we're the greatest nation in the history of this world ever blessed by God. There is nothing on this earth like America and American exceptionalism, and we are that. You are that. You and me together, most powerful people ever blessed by God. And they can't stop us. That's why Trump's going to run away with the election, except for voter fraud. That's what I worry about. He's winning among American voters by a mile. All right, look, my show's coming up next, The Wayne Allyn Root Show. Raw and Unfiltered on Newsmax TV next. Great enjoying this moment to guest host for Joe Pax. He'll be back on Monday. And in the meantime, my sponsor's coming up next. My doctor suggests, folks, it's cold and flu season. You may never find a better defense against colds and flu than what they've got, my doctor suggests. They've made all the difference in the world for me. I've been sick in 4 years. Not cold, not flu, nothing. Check out their ad right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.